This is the audio to go with the frankincense chakra power. Now, frankincense, I would say, has a beautiful way of dancing with each chakra. And I really see more of its emphasis being on facilitating flow between energy centers rather than being particularly activating for any one. But with that said, I would like to add that in regards to specific energy centers or chakras, I want to briefly highlight three: the base chakra, the crown chakra, and the heart chakra. In regards to the base chakra, frankincense can aid us in transforming the bondage of past wounds and traumas that threatened our survival or that may have produced death through people in our ancestry, in our bloodline lineage. These may exist as particular fears or traumas that show up in our current life. So it both helps us to move the energy in regards to past wounds and traumas that particularly impacted the first chakra in relationship to survival. And it helps us to come into contact with one of the gems of the base chakra, which is the treasure of the pearl of our will to live. If you think about how glorious our will, our instinct to live is, it's just absolutely magnificent. So of course there's shadow that can come with that, but there's also the brilliant light, the pearl, the treasure that comes with that. So again, I want to say that it helps us to transform some of the shadow that can exist in regards to the base chakra or the first chakra, and it can help us connect in more and more with the light aspect of what it is that that base chakra has to offer. And also, again, soften and blend any unhelpful divisions between the light and the shadow. And then if we look at the crown chakra, it helps us both transform and notice any tendencies to avoid, to escape, and also tendencies towards self-righteousness. So tendencies to avoid, to escape, and tendencies to self-righteousness. And helps us then to connect in with the light aspects of the crown chakra, which is the drive to be better, to evolve, to be more inclusive, more loving, more accepting. And again, the same aspects apply that I was previously discussing in base chakra, which is that it helps also to soften any of the detrimental boundaries between those two. So as long as we hold boundaries, rigid and old, unquestioned boundaries, and by unquestioned, I don't just mean by the mind, I also mean by the body. These rigid boundaries that keep the light and the shadow from interpenetrating each other, which is what they really want to do. They want to interpenetrate and inform each other. It's those artificial and rigid boundaries that oftentimes create some of the painful fallout from the shadow aspect of self that comes up and kind of comes out, seems to come out of nowhere and bite us in the butt, whether individually or something that we see outside of us, perhaps at higher levels of politics or of leadership, because all of these things that happen at higher levels also happen, of course, within that we could say smaller scale levels, macro levels. And then lastly, looking at the heart chakra, which what I find with frankincense and the heart chakra that's quite extraordinary is that it illuminates the ever-present now. It illuminates the ever-present now and its interconnectedness to all that is and all that will be. So we think about many oils that help to open and soften the heart and the pericardium, that bring us into kind of a tender, loving, heart space, the softness of our heart. What I find with frankincense is there's a very dynamic aspect to it that can help just literally bring us into the illumination of the heart, the capacity of the heart to illuminate the ever-present now and simultaneously the interconnectedness to both all that is and all that will ever be. So again, here we see this recurrence of the theme of frankincense both connecting us forward and backward in time and also through the present moment.